Did you know the Dillon Brothers arranges financing for nearly 70% of their motorcycle customers? Getting on the bike of your dreams might be easier than you think.
Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's ride.
Let's begin.
This is Game Time with Nick Vaughn.
It's time, sports fans.
Talking Huskers.
Touchdown, Huskers.
Blue Jays.
Yes! Oh, God! Get him on that!
Sports and more for you from 11 to 2.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, here's Nick Barr.
Game time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Well, let you into my world a little bit. Today is always like the first day of like the marathon that is the CWS, because at least for me, I'm going to be doing shows every day all the way up until pretty much next Friday for sure. And luckily, and fingers crossed we can keep this NBA Finals thing going, decent amount of things to talk about. I'm telling you right now, I got about 10, 12 things I want to hit on. There is no way I'm going to be able to hit on everything I want to today. At some point, I want to revisit some of the amazing Tommy Armstrong interview that we had on Friday. Sometimes on Friday, people aren't locked in. If you guys missed that interview, it's on the podcast. Had a really good conversation with Tommy that I want to play some clips for you at some point. But, you know, today it'll be interesting to see where this conversation goes. I know Gary and Dame were talking about it, and Sip wrote about it. Let me first say this before getting into it. I got a variety of thoughts on this here. I've said this a bunch of times. I have a fairly progressive view on marijuana. Like, I mean, it's already legal in a few states. There are some studies that say it's safer than alcohol is. I think eventually like 50 years from now, future headlines, marijuana's legal like coast to coast. I can see it. Like, I could see it. I think there's, you know, ultimately because money motivates, and I think there's a lot of money to be made of legalizing marijuana. I'm not interested in getting into that conversation. That's over on like a different station. But and I know a handful of high functioning pot smokers, guys who are responsible, good people. I think we all know a few, right? I mean, but all I can do is bring things back to sports, bring things back to athletics, and oftentimes I have to harken back to my experiences with things to be able to provide perspective, at least from where I'm basing my opinions. You know what I mean? Playing college basketball, covering college basketball, all that stuff. And I bring that up, obviously, is because you saw the story that broke over the weekend. Keyshawn Johnson Jr. got arrested on Friday. Marijuana possession and drug paraphernalia. And this coming off the heels of Stanley Morgan and Antonio Reed getting popped for weed earlier in the month of May. And I just think there's an interesting conversation to be had on a variety of fronts. And you got to be careful here. Just because you get a DUI doesn't mean you're an alcoholic. Just because you get arrested for marijuana doesn't mean you have a major drug problem. So I do think before we embark on this conversation, you do got to be careful about painting with a broad brush on certain things. But again, all I can do is speak from my experiences and bring things back to sports. Right? Because it's a sports talk show. And in my time of playing college basketball, covering college basketball to the point of having insider knowledge about individuals on certain teams, 99% of all the heavy weed smokers that I played with or know who were heavy weed smokers were all underachievers. I'm talking about the guys who smoked a lot. All those guys were underachievers. And I don't want to name names, but I could give you a list of a bunch of dudes who smoked a ton and just never maximized to their full ability. Little lazy, little irresponsible, little inconsistent, little out of shape. all those guys were all those things. And listen, I'm not saying that Stanley Morgan and Keyshawn Johnson Jr. and those guys are potheads or are lazy underachievers. I'm simply saying, based on my experiences, the trend is overwhelmingly in that direction. And like I said, I have a progressive view on marijuana and society. But you got to understand, there is society and then there's athletics. Those are two different worlds. There is, marijuana use if you are, you sell insurance. And then there's marijuana use if you are a wide receiver for a Division I football team. Those are two different worlds. And in one world, the majority of dudes I know who are heavy, heavy weed smokers in the world of sports, they were the more lazy, underachieving types of guys. They weren't bad dudes, not saying that at all. I'm just speaking from my experiences and bridging the conversation into what this show is, and that's sports. So, hopefully, because like I said a little bit ago, you can't paint with a broad brush. Just because you get popped for a DUI doesn't necessarily mean that you're Denzel Washington in Flight. You know what I mean? Hopefully, Stanley Morgan and Keyshawn Johnson Jr. and those guys, they're not, heavy, heavy weed head users who are consumed by it. Because that typically doesn't end well the vast majority of the time, based on my experiences. So I just think there's an interesting conversation to be had. And oftentimes things like this go back to priorities. You know what I mean? Like, it goes back to priorities for the individual. How important is football to you in relation to weed? How important is that locker room, those teammates, to you in relation to weed? How important are your coaches, the players that came before you, in relation to weed? And people show you with their actions the answer to those questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, people will let you know what's high on their priority list and what isn't based on their actions. And let me make it crystal clear. I don't want to try and insinuate that we need to push the code red button because of a couple weed busts or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just speaking that, hey, Nick, based on your experiences, what's the trend? Well, the trend is weed and heavy weed use and Division I athletes typically didn't necessarily maximize. And sometimes I think little things can become big things, and the little things add up collectively. I'm not ready to go full-blown, let's call everything into question kind of a deal. I mean, Sip, in his column today, I thought, he pointed out some interesting things. And in the spirit of little things add up and little things become big things. You get a couple of drug arrests. Academic progress rate dropping from 6th to 8th in the Big Ten. And then I still go back to the fact that Nate Gary was academically ineligible for the bowl game is amazing. I mean, that's a captain, a senior captain. And so you go, all right, either Gary was a lazy, selfish guy, or nobody was holding that guy accountable. Either way, it's not good. And so I just think all this stuff is interesting. And Sip's column hit on a bunch of the stuff that's, at the very least, thought-provoking and a conversation starter. And again, I believe that little can become big, and little things add up collectively. And as Mike Riley has said, you gotta establish a culture of doing the right thing. As much as that sounds about as broad and it's pretty much all encompassing. Do the right thing. So it'll be interesting now it'll be interesting now to see how these drug arrests are handled. You know, are we talking about guys are going to have to do pencil rolls and do a bunch of sprints till they puke? Are they going to miss games? Are they going to, you know, what is this going to end up being? I don't know. And I don't necessarily know what the right answer is. But what I do know is, based on my experiences, and I'd imagine if you talk to Damon or Verz or Jason Peter or Jay Foreman, the vast majority of guys who were big, heavy smokers and were underachieving guys. Paul tweets in and says, just a question, but what about those that were heavy drinkers? Did you see the same outcomes? Honestly, I played with a lot of guys that were heavy drinkers. And so you have the heavy drinkers or the heavy weed users. The heavy weed users were usually the ones that were more lazy and underachieving. I don't know what that means. And again, all I can speak to is relate these things back to sports and my experiences. Played with a lot of guys that love to booze. Played with a lot of guys who love to smoke. And again, the overwhelming trend in one direction is, you know, the guys that were heavy smokers never fully maximized. 402-951-1620. Good show today. Great show today. Matt Verzal is going to stop by at 1:30. Really, I'm curious to bounce some of this stuff off him. See where he comes out on a lot of this stuff. Steve Kyler, Basketball Insider, is going to stop by at 12 o'clock. Got a game 5 tonight. Cleveland extended the series in what was a very eventful, crazy game 4. There's a lot to take away from just that. That was 48 minutes of craziness. I mean, that was nuts on a variety of fronts. Got a lot of thoughts on that, and we'll pick Steve Kyler's brain. And then really excited Corey was able to catch up with Kyle Peterson and book him on the show. He's going to stop by at 11:30. Every year I ask KP, who's got the best pitching staff? Whatever he says, that's my pick to win the College World Series. It's just that simple. I keep it really simple. But he's going to stop by at 11:30. Let's take a break. Ways to get in touch with the program, as always. Hardy's Hotline, 402-951-1620. You can email the show, nick@1620thezone.com. Or hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Game time.